Bonsoir, bonsoir à tous et welcome to the show. Off we go. I was Vexed, Jamie and Rolly from London, but they're now based in Bristol. Bon, bienvenue à ce programme. Vu qu'il y a peu de programmes la semaine dernière, ce programme a évolué dans la semaine passée. Il y a eu déjà cinq morceaux changés, cinq morceaux qui ont rejoint le fameux classeur éliminé, qui vont peut-être seront jamais joués, j'en sais rien. Mais pourquoi j'ai changé? Pas pour le morceau suivant, mais le morceau d'après, vous allez voir, ça vaut vraiment la peine. On enchaîne avec deux morceaux. Premier de 1927, c'est Henry Thomas, et après un groupe qu'on aime bien, des Edfish Radio. Le dernier de The Fall. On va partir.
Run, Molly, run. Run, Molly, run. That'll happen. blizzard instruments. I can't. I can't. I can make strong lands. Rending, riding off. I got milk on my elbow. New folders, left-handed CD. And you will suffer all the seasons on the sides of municipal buildings. And used to stop drafts in glass-fronted at homes. Then one day a Spanish king with a council of bad knaves tried to come to Benny. A new way of recording, a chain round the neck. Ding off your guts, you can't say anything. Nowadays, I said if. I'm from Barry.
Don't mess around, honey.
The Fall, of course, and a track called Barry Parts 1, 2, 3, 1 and 3 from the this coming up album, which is called Your Future, Our Clutter. And before that was Henry Thomas and Run Molly Run from the album called Ragtime Texas, track recorded in 1927. Right, I'll read you a few things about Henry Thomas. Henry Thomas had a probably birth year of 1874, which makes him one of the earliest born African-American musicians to release 78s in the 1920s. The music of Henry Thomas is breathtakingly beautiful in its simplicity. As someone who came to age of circa 1890, he was part of the generation of African-American musicians who were the first to drop the banjo in favor of the guitar. Although not a virtuoso, he knew how to tune the instrument properly, which was no small accomplishment at the time. With a single guitarist being approximately 53 years old during his first recording session in 1927, most of his material was already a representation of the folkways of a bygone era, when the steam locomotive was still opening up numerous isolated corners of North American continent. This last detail is extremely significant because, according to blues historian Mac McCormack, Thomas was a notable hobo as he was a musician, and allegedly he traveled on freight lines to Chicago Columbian Exposition in 1893 and the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904, where he performed outside these events as a street singer. Furthermore, Ragtime Texas was apparently the nickname by which he was known by fellow wanderers who rode the rails. Additionally, Henry Thomas's recordings are in many instances noteworthy for featuring quills, pan pipes constructed from sugarcane that were mounted on a neck rack for easy access, while he sang and played guitar. Although other similar musicians may have been capable of the same achievement, Thomas remains virtually unique in this regard among race artists who are recording during the 1920s and 1930s. Ok, on va enchaîner avec un morceau que je voudrais le dédier à Pierre, s'il écoute. C'est son groupe préféré, si ce n'est pas le groupe préféré du moment. C'est Part Chimp, le premier morceau de leur album sorti en 2009, Thriller. C'est Trad. We'll be right back. C'était Umalali. J'ai déjà mis un morceau de cet album qui s'appelle Garifuna Women Project. J'ai mis ça dans la première émission pour les écouteurs, pour ceux qui sont fidèles. Ils ont peut-être reconnu les voix. Et avant ça, c'était Power Chimp et Trad de l'album Thriller. On va continuer avec les voix féminines, avec le morceau reggae de ce soir. Et après, ça va être Joanna Newsom. Mais on commence avec Claudette McLean and Give Love Another Try.
But I will want for nothing more have ourselves a time. We are gonna have a garden party. It's a Minos event, madame. We broke our hearts in the war between St. George and the dragon. Both in equal parts are welcome to come along. I'm inviting everyone. Farewell to loves that I have not. Even muddiest waters run. Tell me what is meant by sin or none in a garden seceded from the Union in the year of 81. The unending amends you made are enough for one life. Be done.
Quelle belle voix. C'était Joanna Newsom, un morceau s'appelle 81, comme l'année 81, de l'album Have One On Me, sorti en début de 2010. Et avant ça, c'était Claudette McLean, Give Love Another Try, Studio One Women Compilation. Joanna Newsom, oui, c'était un morceau que je voudrais lui dédier à Alain, parce qu'il nous écoute, et pour une fois, il faut célébrer ça. Sur Joanna Newsom, d'ailleurs, il y a une histoire très intéressante que je voudrais vous raconter. Surtout, ça va parler à Douarnenez, d'ailleurs, c'est pour ça que je la raconte en français. Son album précédent, pour ceux qui connaissent, s'appelle Is. Et j'ai lu sur l'entretien lors de la sortie de son album, Is, et racontait que... apparemment, elle n'arrêtait pas en enregistrant, en composant les titres des morceaux. Elle rêvait de les lettres Y et S à tel point qu'elle est allée sur Internet chercher, voir si ça signifiait quelque chose. Et elle est tombée sur la légende de Vildis. Du coup, c'était assez beau de voir Douarnenez mentionné dans le Wire magazine, connu par une Américaine. Voilà, c'était Joanna Newsom. Now, we're going to carry on with Madlib, the beat conductor. It's a hip-hop producer I really, really love. And the track is Thang Thang from the album called Weelib AM, King of Wig Flip, which came out in 2008. And then we're going to carry on with some music from Soweto.
To a special edition with Madlib taking over the airwaves. Give me my goddamn cheeseburger.
A different stroke for different folks. Don't be ashamed, motherfucker. Raise your hand, hell.
Prince Poe. Calico flow. Nasty habits. Yeah.
Ow!
Why you hogging dog past that? Mash it to sweat splash down your ass crack. Peel out, but roll up something before you jump on the five. Alley cat on the ride like NASDAQ. Love when I lick her in the thighs. Ooh. I seen you with that bitch, but wasn't gonna say nothing. But you treat her sister good while other cats stay frontin'. In other words, we'll be good tonight. Prince Poe, ghetto love, I bring the hood to the mic. It's so real, like having fans without having a deal. I'm all night. Can't even sling crack without some skill. By barking, sparking if the price is right. Do what you feel.
Prince Poe, bring in the thang thang.
I got it, y'all want it. All that bullshit, niggas is poppin'. Yeah, I done it.
Niggas know the down to chill for.
shit, niggas popping, yeah, I've done it.
Like that, that's part one, this is part two,
girl. Touch yourself and let the world know. Hip hop is love, slept with Prince Po. I'm not a thug, but I'm kinda slick, toe to toe. Back in the mix with some lyrics to go. I throw stones to stones, throw out hardcore joints to make bones grow. Peaceful but a beast with a fofo. Never go out my reef for the show cho. You be tricking but snitches a no-no. Underground gritty, gorilla gargantua, romancing ya. Barry White until it's time to go. You see Egon told me to pee on, MC's be gone. These ice cold flows get them hot girls dancing. Klingon.
There'll be no bullshit, there'll be no hit court. Ready, set, rock, fuck your pace.
All that bullshit, niggas is popping, yeah, I done it.
I'm using it, I'm here today, today, tonight. Tomorrow morning, you see this is your future talking.
Reactivate them, marinate them. Nasty habits, flavor, straight Cajun. Claim you Jamaican, but you hate Bajan. Quick to bust crazy, can't replace a razor. Cash claim the best smoke, I'm just blazing. Lyrics vivid, just ask Wes Craven. Feel my heavy metal rock, the Black Iron Maiden. I'm far from the plantation, but I'm still slaving. Forced misbehaving, good business plating. Certified heavyweight when I waited. Lyrically out of shape, dogs you whacking, lack training. I'm all access, like Ben and Matt Damon. Now do what you feel.
Prince Paul, bringing the thing.
Think not, show what you got.
Prince Paul,
the shit's too hot.
Prince Paul,
too hot.
Prince Paul,
on the M-I-C.
Boy Nze Na Makwinza. The track was Ismo Deni from the album Next Stop Soweto Township Sounds from the Golden Age of Bakanga, which came out earlier this year. And before that was Madlib, the Beat Conductor, and the Thank from the album AM King of the Wing Flip. I was going to tell you a few things about that Soweto compilation. Basically, it's the first in a three-part series showcasing underground South African music of the 1960s and 1970s. More widely known as Township Jive, Bakanga, a Zulu word for cornmeal porridge, combined rural Zulu folklore and harmony vocals with Western guitars, drums, and even brass. Bakanga, I'm not making life easier for myself, am I? Was at its peak in the latter part of this period. This compilation focuses largely on it. The music is unmistakably South African, now with the World Cup coming up, and specifically Zulu. But its tough and rooty grooves give a broad appeal and still sounds fresh today. So it says, and I completely agree with it. My Madlib, for those who don't know, he's from Los Angeles, and his real name is Otis Jackson Jr. And he is very much influenced by Sun Ra. Now, we're going to carry on with the Hunches and a track called Where Am I? From the Hobo Sunrise album, came out in 2004. And although they have a new album coming out in 2009, I've not listened to it yet. It's on my CD player as we speak. Bon, c'est the Hunches. The Hunches, Where Am I, de l'album Hobo Sunrise, sorti en 2004. Et maintenant, je vais faire quelque chose que je n'ai pas encore fait. Je vais mettre trois morceaux du même album, du même groupe, décidément. Mais vous allez voir que ça aurait été cruel de enlever un. C'est Quicksilver Messenger Service. Et les trois morceaux s'appellent How You Love, Which Do You Love, and Who Do You Love Part 2 from the album de l'album Happy Trails, sorti en 1969, enregistré en concert à Capitol, San Francisco. Et moi j'adore ça. Thank you.
of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for necktie. Got a house by the roadside made out of rattlesnake hide. Got me a chimney made out of dime. You know it's made from a human skull. Come on, take a little walk. Tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Yes, thank you indeed. I wish I was there. That was Quicksilver Messenger Service and the tracks How You Love, Which Do You Love, How Do You Love Part 2 from the album Happy Trails came out in 1969. Quicksilver Messenger Service, they're from San Francisco, and without question this follow-up to Quicksilver Messenger Service self-titled album is most accurate in portraying the band on vinyl in the same light as the group's critically and enthusiastically acclaimed live performances. The album is essentially centered around the extended reworkings of Bo Diddley's Who Do You Love track. And I would have loved to be there in those days in 1969 in San Francisco. Anyway, so that was in 1969 in San Francisco, and in other parts of the world they were having a good time, just as good, even probably better. So we're going to carry on with two tracks recorded, as I said, in 1969, one in Ethiopia and the other one in Iran. Yes, in Iran. And you would see that, two cracking tracks. So we're going to start with Alemayehu Esete. Alemayehu Esete qui va jouer au Festival du Bout du Monde en août, et après c'est Moha Jamin, et j'adore les deux morceaux, vous allez voir, c'est des two crackers comme on dit en anglais.
Samash Nene Yewane Heshe Anji Lilao Nayena Fikri Adir Shtapa Shehye Gurno Yizyo Nashina Kati Shtikati I'm gonna go, hey, better answer.
آرزو مرگ خدایی.
Oh, I love those two tracks. First of them was Alemaihu Esete from Ethiopia, and the track was Gizu Honeshena from Ethiopic Volume 9 compilation. There were quite a few of them, 12, I think. That one was recorded in 1969, and compilation came out, remastered in 2004. And the second one was Moha Jamin from the track was Rax, 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 which gave the title to the compilation, which is called the Rax, Rax, Rax 17 Golden Garage Psych Nuggets from the Iranian 1960s scene. Sur Alemaïe Khouyeshete, je voudrais juste vous dire qu'il a été, il est souvent qualifié le, comme James Brown éthiopien, qui, contre l'avis de son père, débute une carrière de chanteur en 1960. Il est remarqué par un certain colonel, Reta Demeke, qui l'engage dans le célèbre Police Orchestra d'Addis Abeba, un orchestre institutionnel, seule organisation autorisée à se produire en public, avec le fameux orchestre de la garde impériale. Il connaîtra son premier succès en 1961, puis travaillera avec Jirma Beyene, avec qui il fondera l'orchestre Alem Jirma Band. De 1960 jusqu'en 1974, il fait partie des grands voix de la capitale éthiopienne. Et comme je disais, il va jouer au bout du monde au mois d'août. Bon, maintenant on va enchaîner avec deux morceaux que j'ai écoutés en boucle hier. Du coup, je me suis senti obligé de les mettre dans le programme d'aujourd'hui. J'adore les deux morceaux. C'est de On Man. On Man, c'est un DJ de Londres qui souvent il mixe sur la station radio Rinse FM, qui est une station radio londonienne, une station pirate, créée en 1994. Et elle diffuse entre autres beaucoup de musique underground, dont principalement le dubstep et le grime. Bon, du coup, c'est One Man de compil Rinse FM numéro 11. Et c'est parti. So do I. I love London too. And I definitely like those two tracks. There was Own Man, or One Man, which he was mixing. The first track is by Headhunter and Prototype, Model Selectors Broken Handbrake remix, and the second one is Crystal Fighters and I Love London Breckles remix. As I said, both from the Rinse FM 11. For those who don't know, who live in the UK or in other parts of the world, Rinse FM were founded in 1994, and it provided the first exposure to Dizzy Rascal and Wiley, and later provided a home for dubstep DJs like Scream, Code 9. John Peel recommended them, recommended the station in 2004, and I quote, "When I'm in London, I listen to the Pirates as much as I can. There is a station I like called Rinse FM, which is somewhere in the area banded between Kiss FM and Classic FM," which I found quite funny. The Fact magazine stated in 2007 that without Rinse FM, grime and dubstep would be very different. Indeed, it's fair to say that they might not even exist at all. We're going to carry on with Hudson Mohawk, who is an electronic music producer from DJ from Glasgow, Scotland, and he's affiliated with the Lucky Me Collective. He's signed to the Warp Records, and his debut album called Butter, and this track is taken from this album, came out in October 2009. So this is Hudson Mohawk and Velvet Peel. C'est Hudson Mohawk et Velvet Peel de l'album Butter, sorti en 2009. Et on va enchaîner avec un peu de rock, rock furieux, en commençant avec Battalion of Saints, et après ça va être Harvey Milk, les deux des potes. C'est parti. Please all of them, come so tight, is Harvey Milk and We Destroy Family from the album Life is the Best Game in Town, came out in 2008. And before that it was Battalion of Saints and Cops Are Out from the album Death Are Us, which it's a compilation put together in 1995, but the tracks were recorded in the early 80s. Battalions of Saints were a band from San Diego. They started out in 1980, and their songs were non-stop blasts of adrenaline and raw power. The Bats, as they were nicknamed, were one of the most furious and nihilistic bands. They were considered to be ahead of their time. In 5 years, the band accomplished unforgettable of performances, leaving a deep impression and influence on the punk rock scene. The original band broke up in 1985. And after that, it was Harvey Milk, who are an American experimental rock, noise rock band from Athens, Georgia, and they were formed in early 1990s. And despite playing numerous live shows and releasing several 7-inch singles and 3 full-length albums, they never received much attention outside their local fan base. And Harvey Milk invariably draws comparisons to Melvins due to their inclination for slow, heavy riffs, the band has named such artists as ZZ Top, Led Zeppelin, and Leonard Cohen as influences in their music. They even went so far as to perform a live show consisting of nothing but Hank Williams covers. Yeah, I can imagine that. And on one April Fool's Day gig in Athens, Georgia, they performed R.E.M.'s Reckoning album from beginning to end, while Michael Stipe was in the attendance. So it must have been quite good fun. Anyway, we carry on with Godflesh. Godflesh, who apparently will reform for the Hellfest Festival, which takes place here in France for this year. Although on the Hellfest side they say it's the only show in Europe, they don't seem to be aware of it. However, they don't foresee a huge tour, so it may well be the only show after all. So this is Godflesh, and the track is called Deadhead from their classic album Street Cleaner. And I'll tell you more about Godflesh for those who don't know after the track. We'll be right back. University Godflesh. Deria Godflesh, bien sûr, c'est Justin Broderick qui fait partie aussi du début de Napalm Death, Head of David et Jésus. Tous les groupes, bien sûr, joués dans ce programme. Et qui va jouer, Godflesh vont jouer, comme je disais auparavant, ils vont jouer Hellfest 2010. Et voilà, apparemment, ils disent sur l'affiche, sur le site de Hellfest, que c'est la seule date à ce jour annoncée en tout cas. Bon, on va finir, on est arrivé à la fin de ce programme, on va finir avec Magwamp, qui est Geoffroy et Colombo de Bruxelles. Et c'est un morceau que j'aimerais le dédier à Tristan, s'il écoute. Et Magwamp, et le morceau s'appelle Ignored Folklore de Compil Compact Total 10, sorti en 2009. We'll be right back. On arrive à la fin. We ended this tonight's program with Mugwump and Ignored Folklore from the compilation compilations from Compact, which came out every year. And that's the latest one, Total 10, which came out in 2009. Je veux remercier à tous pour avoir écouté, bien sûr, Arnaud comme toujours pour son accueil. And thank you all for listening, and I'll see you all next week at the same time, the same place, with loads of good stuff. Particularly, I'm definitely going to play you some Fela Kuti. Fela Kuti is, I know, I'm ashamed to say I've just discovered him recently, and I'm really, really having a great time listening to his albums. So there'll be definitely Fela Kuti, some more dubstep, reggae, rock, and Iranian stuff or whatever. So I'll see you all next week. À la semaine prochaine.